Trailer orders continue upward surprise. The transportation research firm ACT Research reported preliminary net trailer orders of 19,400 units in April, according to their data. This represents a significant upward surprise compared to the previous month's total of 18,800 units. The increase also signifies a substantial jump from the same period last year, with orders rising by 126%. The seasonally adjusted figure for April stands at 26,800 units. The preliminary estimates are based on historical trends and typically land within a 5% margin of error. However, this has not been the case in recent months, indicating that the actual numbers may differ from the initial projections. According to Jennifer McNeely, director of CV Market Research and Publications at ACT Research, April marks one of the weakest points in the annual trailer order cycle. The latest increase in orders is therefore all the more notable given this trend. The cyclical pattern of trailer orders has been disrupted, with the expected sequential drop in net orders not materializing as anticipated. This suggests that the trailer market may be experiencing a delayed start to its annual order cycle. Improving freight rates and stronger carrier confidence have contributed to the surge in trailer demand. However, it remains uncertain whether this momentum will continue throughout the second quarter. Fleets are still weighing their options carefully, considering both trailer purchases and investments in Class 8 tractors for 2026. This cautious approach may lead to a relatively slow pace of trailer orders in the coming months. As uncertainty persists in freight-generating sectors of the economy, elevated petroleum prices continue to exert pressure on fleet purchasing decisions. Trailer OEMs must navigate these challenges to avoid quickly working through their backlogs. The trailer market is exhibiting signs of resilience in the face of economic uncertainty. However, it remains to be seen whether this trend will endure as the industry navigates the complexities of the current freight landscape.